entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome back, everybody, to Stand Up for News. I am Mac, James Esterline. We're back for another special Hollywood Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese special, she has me call it. All right, Stand Up for News.
Stand up for news. Stand up for you. You can stand up, too. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. Stand up for news.
All right. Yeah. Hey, where's my co-host, WrestleMania? Is he out there?
I am right here.
Welcome back, WrestleMania. I missed you, bud. It was great to see you Monday night. Hey, where's my co-host? There's Robin, the macho woman savage.
Yeah, brother.
Say hello to everyone.
Hey, how's everyone doing this great Thursday? The first Thursday in April.
Yeah. Huh? Is there an open mic we're going to after this?
We can try to go to Jollyman's if we want to.
Jollyman's Island. Hey, Mr. Jollyman, jolly my banana. All right, and our other co-host here is Captain Jim Marvin with a beautiful silky voice. Go on ahead and say hello.
Ahoy, mateys. How are you out there?
Welcome back. So, we did a Stand Up for News live event on Monday. Oh, wait. I forgot to say that my best friend's here. My best friend, the artist known as Christopher Wright, the Starlight Collector. Say hello, our music director.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? It's good to be here tonight. Down to hang out for a little while and do this hour-long special with y'all. It's so cool.
It's special to have you with us.
Welcome back, you handsome devil.
You were at our last hour-long special, Chris.
Yes, I was. Yeah, I wasn't going to miss out on that one. It's a huge deal. I mean, through all the interviews and all the cool stuff we've done last season, yeah, I wasn't going to miss the hour special, of course.
We're going to have to start calling you hour-long Chris.
Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, man. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Chris,
it's got a ring to
an
it.
Hour.
He's
don't care.
Our Chris, and he's also our Chris.
Right, right.
I'm going to call him our Chris.
Better than me in a minute, Chris.
Indeed. Thank you,
Russell. Indeed.com in your mouth. All right, it's a website where I get a job to Dave and Buster's through Indeed. You heard of them?
Yeah.
Indeed.com in your mouth. Okay, Monday we had a great show. We went to the Daiquiri Shack. 8 o'clock, the show was supposed to start. Technical difficulties screwed us kind of a little bit. So then we went across the parking lot and asked the Lucky Lizard if we could perform there, and they said, heck yeah. And we filled their whole room with like 50, 60 people or something.
We did.
That I counted when I stopped, counted at 70 because they already had people in the window when we got there. So we packed their whole room, and there's standing room at one point, and all the comics killed it. CP Post, who was on our show a few weeks back, she killed it really hard.
Oh, she's so good.
The owner of Carla, Lucky Lizard, said we did a good job. She thought every comic was great, and maybe we'll do some kind of show there, too. Maybe we'll see.
Maybe we'll get lucky there again.
Yeah, Robin was hosting that night, and I was very happy. Everybody was awesome.
It was like a flash mob, except it was a comedy show, and we all just bombarded this club, and just, yeah, it was fun. It was a great time.
We made them a bunch of money they weren't going to make otherwise. You know, we probably made their sales go up between $2,000 and $3,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the spirit of the traveling carnival. traveling performers.
That does.
That show will travel.
But everybody did awesome. I wish Chris could have been there, but he was doing some stuff with some gangsters. He's a gangster, and I know. So,
yeah, I know.
Rest of the Professor J. Crew was there.
Professor J. Crew, we're down at the Tiki Tavern tonight in Gulfport, down off of 49th Street South and 5th Avenue. So it's a little trek from the radio station here. But yeah, we're doing a karaoke night that we do every other Thursday. And
we come there and see.
Yeah, and then we have our weekly open mic, well, I guess bi-weekly open mic that we do as well on the opposite week.
Does that mean that your open mic has sex with male and female open mics?
Yeah, our open mic is open to anything. Honey.
It's pretty funny, right, Bobby?
It's almost like a pan open mic, if you will. I think a poly open mic. I'm not sure, but
Peter Pan.
We don't want DeSantis to shut that down. So you got to remember.
DeSantis jokes.
As long as the show's not a drag, I think we're cool.
Yeah, that's true. I better not show up.
I guess we have to nix the Rocky Horror Show then. Oops.
We can't do the time warp again.
Shall we do stand up for the news, you guys, because it's not like the news can just stand up for itself. It was born in a wheelchair and it ain't got no legs and stuff. So do you think should we start standing up for the news now?
Let's
you
guys stand up.
Russell, you ready? You bring some stuff for us?
Yeah, I got something about the... Okay, here it goes.
You go first, then.
Here it goes. Yeah, why not? The anti-drag bill currently in the Senate has been amended to include the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Hair. I don't understand Hair, but okay. I guess because it's naked. I don't know.
Do they mean hairspray?
No, hair.
Oh.
There is another... Rocky Horror is simply another strike at Disney because Disney owns the Rocky Horror Picture Show. The biggest problem we have here in Polk County is that Rocky Horror is the number one fundraiser for the Polk Theater and also for Freddie Dance Project, which gives underprivileged kids scholarships to go to dance class. What I've also learned is the bill has also been amended to make sure that no government agency can issue any kind of pride certification or licensing to have an event.
Oh.
So this will kill pride events, everything else. So so this brings up something that I'm doing. So you already told the joke, but apparently the state of Florida, we're no longer allowed to do the time warp.
But, I don't get it.
This brings up the thing I wanted to talk about a little bit, is that this Saturday I'm performing at the Best of British Pub. I'm fortunate enough that it's a Catherine Evans event. I have tried for the last 5 years to get one of her brunches, so I'm extremely excited about being in that. And I'm doing Elton John in a place called the Best of British Pub.
Nice.
Now, this is to benefit all, for the drags to go to drag queens and supporters to go to Tallahassee to protest the bill. So this is the third fundraiser that I've done, and we just want to make sure, and I'm even considered going to Tallahassee. I didn't consider that before, but now with the drag events and Rocky Horror, and it's just getting stupid. Mm-hmm. We're next. Comedians will be next. They will want to censor what we say, how we say it.
It's already happening.
It's already happening. We're cancel culture and all that.
But I'm over for nobody, if you ask me.
I am not either, okay? I'm like this. If there's a kid in the room that's supposed to be in there, close your ears.
Take your kids.
Hey, compare deciding for them to be in there, that's their right to decide to have their children there, okay?
There you go.
Deal with it. Adults are talking.
Mm-hmm.
Adults are dancing.
I will probably not say as many colorful metaphors, which I did at Dak Shack, but I was a little upset. And I forgot there were children present, and I did say the F-bomb a couple of times, and something about, and I won't even go into that, but, Captain Jim, you were there when I was doing that. So
did
I
it rhyme
a lot
with
of
hag?
Crap. Yes. It rhymed with suck. actually, that was the word. Anyway, I guess it does rhyme. So anyway, I'm getting a little off track there. But, this is a big, huge deal. And I'm already, people getting upset about a beer can. Shut up.
Well, I'll get to that story. So, Jim, got some news to stand up for, bud?
All right, the big news this week. Donald Trump was arraigned on Tuesday in a New York court on 34 charges. All right, the big news this week. Donald Trump was arraigned on Tuesday in a New York court on 34 charges. Now, many of Trump's supporters don't think he's been treated fairly by the courts, but he went to court and he didn't have to wear handcuffs or pose for a mugshot and got to go home to Florida the same day to take to the airwaves with perhaps the funniest thing on TV that night. Let's see if anything even remotely like that happens to the average Trump supporter the next time they go to court. Now, the major charges center around hush money that Trump paid to porn star Stormy Daniels so she wouldn't reveal having had sex with him. I bet if he hadn't paid her a dime, she would have been too embarrassed to tell anyone that she slept with him in the first place, and we could all go back to telling joke news stories about polar bears escaping from zoos in Saudi Arabia. They returned because the heat was unbearable.
Oh!
Scientists discover that German cockroaches have evolved their mating habits recently to where the female now mounts the male during fertilization.
Mm.
Good for them, but now if only the German... if only the German cockroaches will stop denying the Jewish cockroaches Holocaust.
Oh, wow.
Chris, wow. I got some news
that's
for you to stand up
raid.
For bud.
All right, here, let's see what we got here. All right, let's see what we got here. Let's see. Kid Rock video goes viral of him gunning down cases of Bud Light in protest of Anheuser, I'm assuming that's Anheuser-Busch, putting a transgender influencer, with Dylan Mulvaney, on the Bud Light can to honor diversity. I think Kid Rock is just jealous and mad that she has a longer penis than him. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Read the other part. Okay.
Oh, it's please two-parter. Okay. Kid Rock said he will no longer be mainlining Bud Light in his beer IV and declared his he's switching to straight moonshine. Nice. Right. Emphasis on straight.
All right, Ms. Robin.
Democrat Brandon Johnson wins a mayor in Chicago, and that gave the liberals some confidence in their approach to campaign in big cities. So soon, both parties will be waving flags that say, "Let's go, Brandon."
Nice.
Here, I'll let you be at discretion to use that today.
Nice.
WrestleMania?
All right. Ron DeSantis has said that he would not honor any other state's extradition orders to bring charges to Donald Trump. What's scary is, you know, he did attend Harvard Law School. I guess the U.S. Marshals we'll have to come in, but you know they're not going to waste their time. They're just going to send in Mickey Mouse to come get him.
Mickey Mouse has already outsmarted him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty bad when a cartoon character can outsmart you.
Right.
After getting booked and arraigned at a Manhattan courthouse, former President Donald Trump returned to Mar-a-Lago, where he delivered a televised address to the nation. Trump proclaimed his innocence, declaring, "The only crime I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it." However, as researchers in our Stand Up For News Look Stuff Up department discovered, according to a New York State statute, it is a Class A1 felony punishable by up to 25 years in prison to, quote, "fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it." So, there you go. You know, otherwise, they wouldn't have Wall Street.
This week, Bob Lee, creator of Cash App, was stabbed to death in the streets. Little is released about the case, but even the killer knew it was a senseless murder since Lee didn't have any cash on him.
Right.
Well, he's dead, man. It's crazy, right? Some dude ran up and stabbed him 14 times.
Wow.
I know. I bet his last name was Venmo.
Tanner Cook, a Virginia YouTuber, shot in the gut, right in the belly while he was doing a prank video. He's a big-time prank YouTuber. Yeah, he cried. It was just a prank. And I guess he couldn't stomach the repercussions, though.
Oof.
Go ahead, Robin.
Okay, a 30-year-old Connecticut man crashed his car into the Plainfield Police Department's entrance sign on Monday. The driver was charged with traveling too fast, failing to maintain the proper lane, and operating under the influence of drugs or alcohol. The driver told police that he'd been contemplating to turn his life around. He just needed a sign. Thank you, Chris.
That's a good one.
Russell, it's your turn, bud.
Russell's out. I got a lot of stuff for this week in news, but I'm kind of out of it.
Yeah, we had a rough week, didn't we? Mm-hmm.
Got you covered, Baker. Catch you over here, Russell. A retired U.S. judge told a Stand Up For News reporter, who was delivering him some food from DoorDash at the time, that Secret Service agents would follow Trump if he goes to jail. Quote, "No matter where he goes, he will have Secret Service protection," unquote, the former judge told our reporter as he started eating jalapeno poppers in the doorway of his home. The jailing of a former president is unprecedented, but a former Secret Service official, who was also over at the judge's house at the time, said he believed agents wouldn't be in the cell with him, but would be there to pick up any soap Trump drops in the shower, make sure he has no more than the minimum required amount of maggots in his food, and that he only becomes the bitch of the top shot caller in the prison who, quote, "has the keys." No punks! Man, that Trump's gonna be some fresh fish, huh? Orange Ruffy.
Orange is the new orange. It's going to be coming out soon. Florida man pulls a machete at a karaoke show. Of course, it's a Florida man.
Of course.
When repeatedly denied to perform Keep Bleeding Love, You Cut Me Open by Leona Lewis.
Oh, wow.
I would, too, if I were him.
Yeah, machete. They're like, no.
Yeah, we can only take so much.
We don't want to see him do any interpretive dance during this thing.
Okay. Also, Donald Trump's campaign is selling not guilty T-shirts with a fake mugshot as the ex-president was arraigned. A group of Gen Z Americans spoke to a stand-up for news reporter saying, "Trump is really giving off main character vibes right now."
Porn actress Stormy Daniels said she was riding a horse named Redemption when she heard of Trump's indictment. Also, in a subsequent press conference before the arraignment, Daniels also announced, quote, "this blank grabbed back" in reference to the statement that Trump made on the MTV bus. So let's get this straight. Stormy Daniels was riding cowgirl when she heard the news and then transitioned into female domination. Boy, that lady just takes a knocking and keeps on rocking.
Yeah, I heard that he paid her in rhinestones.
Like the rhinestone cowboy.
We practiced this, Tim.
I know, but I messed it up.
Four arrested 2 days ago for sex trafficking when a 15-year-old girl was discovered stripping for a men's nude club. Right here in Florida, you guys.
Oh, no.
The crappy part is she said the feds took all her tip money from that shift, too.
Oh.
And probably charged her tax on it, you know?
She's got to pay her bills, too, you know?
Welcome to Tampa.
Welcome to Tampa, you guys. I don't think it was in Tampa. It was in Florida.
Well, there's so many strip clubs in Tampa.
Unless I add to this more time we have to talk.
It was probably Tampa.
It was probably Tampa.
Probably Tampa.
Sounds like a Tampa thing.
It's like a notorious sex trafficking.
What's the score on the Rays game? They're playing. They're going for 7-0,
check
man.
It out.
They broke a record. They broke a record for being the first team since 1864, I think, to hit over four runs and go undefeated in their first six games. They're 6-0, the only undefeated team in Major League Baseball. Yeah, they beat them.
What did Tom Brady start playing for them?
They beat up a bunch of bottom feeders, but yeah, it's not like they played the Yankees in Boston yet.
Oh.
Or anybody's great. What's the score?
Tomorrow at 6:40.
I thought it was tonight against Atlantis. Tomorrow, or the Athletics.
Athletics tomorrow. 6:40. Yep.
We'll talk about it next week.
Okay. Well, then
when we're 10-0 by then, whoop whoop.
I didn't say we're still undefeated right now.
But Miami and Tampa Bay are in the lowest of the low. My throat. The lowest of the MLB attendance, proving the only white balls people in Florida like are eight balls. Well, they also seem to like DeSantis.
That's not the only one.
Since everyone here is all over his jock. His white balls. I didn't write all these.
I'm getting flustered.
Robin.
A 25-car derailment in Montana spilled powdered clay and cases of beer beside the Clark Fork River. An emergency crew of country singers have been called to the scene to write a song about it. A lot of beer was spilled.
That's how to do
it. What do you got there, Chris? What are you holding there?
I'm going to say a follow-up. My life is such a train wreck. I should move to Ohio. I don't know. Why'd you hand this to me?
Just to say that.
Oh, no. Stay in Florida with us. We got so much going on.
Right.
One of the things they have going on, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida has been embarrassed by the Walt Disney Company after his attempt to take over the theme park's governing board for its tax district was thwarted by a legal maneuver by Disney lawyers. In an agreement with the governor, Disney wrote in a loophole that invoked an obscure property law known as the Rule Against Perpetuities, setting the date for it to keep control of the district until, quote, 21 years after the death of the last survivor of the descendants of King Charles III, King of England, living as of the date on this declaration, essentially making Disney the government and revoking most of the port's power. Doesn't it figure that Disney would write a clause into a contract based on royal lineage, the rubbing of a lantern, or the fitting of a magic slipper? For his part, Governor DeSantis has invited King Charles to visit Florida soon and enjoy a weekend of alligator hunting with him in the Everglades. Charles, I think I'd stay in Buckingham Palace for the next 21 years if I were you.
Well, is it Charles or his descendants?
His descendants, which if they keep having babies, it will, you know, basically go on forever.
I was going to say, he's got like 5 grandchildren with the 2 boys, so, yeah, wow.
And now DeSantis has assembled a team of lawyers to fight this move by Disney, which will cost the state $1,300 an hour. Come on, is this the governor's idea of fiscal conservatism? $1,300 an hour on Disney? Doesn't end up for the same price. Florida residents can get an annual pass. How's the elephant getting beaten by a mouse? And the governor's acting like such a Karen, trying to steal control from Disney. He's like a pirate of the Caribbean.
Oh my God.
I got some more local news. St. Petersburg, Florida council votes against abortion travel funding bill. Speaking of which, what did the secret agent lady say on a mission when she took a pregnancy test? Abort! Abort! You get it? It's like what you, I guess the mission's going south, yeah. And in your earpiece they say, abort, abort.
Yeah.
It's also like, let's say you did a pregnancy test and you didn't want to keep the baby, you'd say, abort, abort. You get it, Bobby?
It's funny joke. Don't send letters. Please don't send letters.
My favorite part is when James explains the joke.
I know, it's like,
he explains it more.
Right, he's explaining it.
Here's the thing, you guys. I don't joke about school shootings, but I will say that 99% are done by white males between the ages of 17 and 35. That's a fact, which is what the shooter last week in Nashville identified as. So does that get counted as another thing that they're going to blame on the white man? When will the white man get a break?
Hey. Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, right.
When are we going to get a break?
Taco Bell fans can now vote to bring back either the Cool Ranch Dorito Locos tacos.
Those are good.
Or the Beef and Crunch burrito.
Yes.
The voting is taking place now through April 12th. Insiders say that the real winner is Enthusiast of Diarrhea.
Yes, indeed.
Well, That's a whistle. Yeah.
You know what time it is, Jim?
What time is it?
It's history in history. What do you call it? Laughs from the
Laughs
past.
Laughs from the past.
Time.
The past. The past.
Laughs from the past. The past. So, 4 years ago today, this is personal history. Steve Bix ruined my set. That I was trying to video. He went up and bombed, right? And then I was killing it up there as Mac James. And then he starts talking right next to my camera and my girlfriend and just bashing me to the waiter, saying, this guy's a hack. He's a terrible comedian. And as the whole time, I'm just killing it, you know? So that's why I later... anyway, that's 4 years ago today, my feud, which obviously he completely had no idea about, began. He didn't even know we were feuding. Anyway, R.I.P. Because I did say I hope he dies before. I felt bad. But rest in peace, Steve Bix. Our feud is over now.
Yep.
But he did. That's kind of rude, right? Well, he bombed that night. Also in history, April 6th, 1483, Italian painter Raphael was born.
Oh.
And on April 6th, the same day, 1520, Raphael died. Happy birthday and happy death day. They did save some money on the tombstone, I bet. Because they had less to inscribe on there.
Let's be shipping away that marble.
Yeah. Cowabunga, dude.
Nice.
Okay. I have a This Week in History. This Week in History, also April 6, 1896. Mm-hmm. The modern Olympics began in Athens with 14 nations participating.
Oh, I saw.
Yeah, unlike today where the host cities for the Olympics are selected 7 years in advance, the organizers of this event chose to have it in Greece following an intense game of rock, paper, scissors.
It's a fair way to go about it.
Yeah.
Now, for those that think that President Trump is the first president to be arrested, that's not true. Back in this week in 1872, President Ulysses S. Grant was arrested for speeding on his horse-drawn carriage in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Grant ultimately paid a $20 bond, but didn't have to show up in court. He was also issued a citation for texting while driving. No, it wasn't on a phone. He was writing a telegram at the time.
Did he
So our special guest is going to be Jacoby Bruton. He's super fun. He's a headliner guy. He's all over opening up for bigger headliners all over Florida, but he's hilarious. I opened up for him once. He'll be here any minute, you guys.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So
I got go ahead, okay, sir.
Okay, on April 9th, 1926, Hugh Hefner was born.
Ooh.
He is the man who ushered in the centerfold and got many teenage boys through puberty and knew how to throw a party. At his house, it was always Easter because there were bunnies all around. On behalf of my generation, my our right hands thank you for the workout.
Bless you, Mr. Hefner.
I can crush an 8-ball, like, not at the cocaine kind. I can crush a real 8-ball with my right hand. You just turn your into a powdered 8-ball.
So nice. You do that.
Yeah, dude, I can show you. I can teach you.
Whoa. Teach you the way, like the sensei of the billiard room.
I learned from the master Vader. I learned from the master Vader.
Oh. Oh, okay. I have another This Week in History. Not that I'm trying to break up the awkward conversation.
Please do. Go ahead, Mom.
This Week in History, April 7th, 1924, four planes leaving Seattle on the first successful flight around the world. Unfortunately, all of their luggage was lost.
Of course.
Yep. Yeah.
This week, back in 1942, the British cruiser HMS Trinidad torpedoes itself in the Barents Sea. Nearby, the German battleship Bismarck taunts the crew of the sinking cruiser over the radio by asking, "Why do you keep torpedoing yourself? Why do you keep torpedoing yourself?"
That's funny, bro. I like that one. Hey, Chris, you like my new glasses?
Yeah, they look good, James. What's up? Yeah.
You think I look handsome in them?
Yes.
Yeah, ever since I got them, you've been looking pretty handsome, too. Did you know that?
Oh, I'm flattered, James. Seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, why do you say that?
You know, because, you know, you really, I can see better, you know? Oh. You remember this bit, right?
Yeah, I think
you're supposed to say something about me coming to your side, remember?
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. So, James, what are you saying? You're swinging over to my side of the fence here?
Oh, no, don't be silly, Chris, because these are only bifocals. They don't make gay focals. If they did, though, we should market that. We could get rich. Who would buy some gay focals?
Elton John.
They were
Russell.
Stylish.
Robin.
Okay, I got one more.
You wouldn't buy gay focals for me? Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, right.
I'll sell them to you in the parking lot later.
Okay, yeah. Now, those gay focals, do they give you a gaydar? Or are they just...
I think it just helps
you
see.
Like if you're gay, you can wear gay focals, and if you're bi, you can wear bifocals.
Oh, okay.
That's why they don't we're gonna make some gay focals.
Okay, and then like if you're pansexual, you just have two giant pans. I don't.
Yeah,
or you just wear square beer goggles, and you know you'll be gay eventually.
Yeah. you can wear pot goggles if you're a stoner. I see it just goes on. Yeah. Okay, right. I have one more This Week in History. April 7th, 1909, Americans Robert Perry and Matthew Hinson became the first men to reach the North Pole. They were greeted by tiny toy makers and 12 flying reindeer.
Nice.
Well, I have another one.
Go for it.
I got a few, actually. In April 2001, NASA launched the Mars Odyssey. It reached Mars that October and transmitted pictures and data from the red planet. Turns out all they found was a Chinese spy balloon, a body that looked like Jimmy Hoffa, and 300 cases of New Coke.
So that's where it went.
That's where it went, because they didn't sell it.
Did you guys know that back in 1946, the Allies arrest 1,000 Nazis attempting to revive the Nazi Party in Frankfurt, Germany? Answering the riddle, how many Nazis does it take to screw in a light bulb? One to hold the bulb and 999 to turn the rest of the world against him.
Nice.
I wanted to tell this story a couple weeks ago. This is crazy. A man in a hot tub with his date get attacked by a mountain lion, and his state chased it off with a flashlight. I thought it said fleshlight at first. Chased them off with a flashlight.
That's a thing.
They will all be on next week's episode of Jerry Springer titled, My Addiction to Cougars is Killing Me.
Oh.
That's good. That's good.
Okay, Robin.
Okay, this isn't necessarily stand up for news. This is kind of, I'm sorry, this isn't necessarily a This Week in History.
Do your thing, girl.
But it is a follow up story that Stand Up for News reported on a couple of weeks ago. So, 19-year-old media mogul Rupert Murdoch has actually called off his engagement to 66-year-old Ann Leslie Smith. According to one source, Murdoch had become uncomfortable with Smith's outspoken evangelical views, and Smith had become uncomfortable with being with Rupert Murdoch.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I got one more. In 1958, the peace symbol designed by Gerald Holden made its first public appearance. I guess you can call it the very first emoji.
Excellent, excellent. Back in 1987, WrestleMania 3 takes place at the Pontiac Silverdome in Pontiac, Michigan. Hulk Hogan successfully defends the World Wrestling Federation heavyweight title against Andre the Giant. Meanwhile, that same year, the first WrestleMania takes place in Russell's condo in Coconut Grove, Florida. I think right now the heavyweight champion of that contest is at home with Russell asleep in his favorite chair.
Yeah.
studies have come out and proven that most people with stuttering problems and speech impediments like to get their gas at Wawa. That way they have to tell their friends that they get their gas at Shishel.
What if they went to XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
While they're at Wawa and they want to get a tasty snack, they always tend to buy a Ho-Ho's. That way they don't have to tell their buddies in the car they bought Twinkies. What if they got to use the bathroom while they're there? They tell their buddies in the car, sorry I took so long, I had to take a pee-pee or a poo-poo. So they didn't have to say...
You had me a Twinkie.
Or defecate.
Oh, wow.
Wow, James.
That's a $3 word. Okay.
Okay, I have a new study that argues that being in a polyamorous relationship can bring the same physical and emotional benefits of monogamy. It's estimated that roughly 1 in 20 Americans say they're currently in a consensual non-monogamous relationship. And all the other 19 Americans are just sneaking around.
True.
Yeah.
I found one more. Today, 1967, the original Star Trek premiered on TV.
Nice.
That show boldly showed where no toupee has gone before.
You guys like my BMW shoes? Check them out. Can
nice,
you guys see them?
Nice. Look at them.
Oh, those
see
are
them,
nice.
Bobby?
They cool, look so right? good on the radio.
They're BMW racing shoes. Well, YouTube can see them. And Twitch, or not Twitch. We're on TikTok. Yeah. I don't own a BMW. That's not the funny part, though. But I'm still kind of a piece of trash.
Oh, yeah.
So if the shoe fits, wear it.
I don't wear Pumas, I wear Cougars.
I bought these shoes.
Whatever my girlfriend's buying me, that's what I'm wearing.
Racing shoes to get away from them after you're done, you know? These are BMW racing shoes. This is how you get the woman first.
I got one more this week. In 2004, the Republic of Ireland becomes the first country in the world to ban smoking in all workplaces, including bars and restaurants. The law still allows Irish citizens, though, to leave things smoking as long as it's in Northern Ireland.
I wanted to tell you guys a story about my dad. You guys want me to tell it? You want me to tell that one? Yeah. Why don't you play us a song? You got a song you can play us?
I'm sure. I can think of something real quick.
I thought you were going to do a song. I mean, I like your music so much. I miss hearing it sometimes. But I did do my my ancestry test. I contacted 23andMe. You ever heard of them, you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, they take you, analyze your DNA, so they sent me an envelope in the mail, and they sent me a plastic bag and some instructions in that envelope with a swab. And they said, when I opened them up, it said, James, take your swab and put it on the inside of your mouth and and then take it after that and put it in the plastic bag and put it in the envelope and send it back to us at 23andMe. And so I did such things, you guys, and I was super excited when the results came back a week later. You guys are probably excited too, right? Right, Bobby? So I opened up the results and it said, "Hey, James, man, we think you're a black dude." I'm like, "Oh, man, I probably should have rinsed out my mouth first, you guys." Because now we got to wait a whole other week to find out what I really am because of the results.
I can't wait to hear.
Black man DNA get in my mouth. Oopsies.
Well, didn't we make it to second base that one time? And you know who my boyfriend is, right? So
I put my arm around you because we were looking behind us, and then I guess that wound up in a little peck.
I guess I wound up
second base, I think.
Something like that.
Is this second base up here?
I think that's how it works, right?
I drank off your drink. That was like first base. Just basically, I made out with a gay guy. You know?
That's right. Yeah.
No, oh, I lost a friend of 25 years. Remember Corey?
Mm-hmm.
He is not my friend anymore because you and Russell are on my radio show and he doesn't like gay people and drag people and he called you guys all kinds of mean names, so we're not friends anymore.
Oh, well, that sucks.
He's dead to me now. He was drunk. That's why I posted my friend died as... I posted I lost a friend to alcohol on Facebook.
Oh, gotcha.
But, I'll never forgive him for... he's like, "You're choosing them, a drag and a gay guy, over me." I'm like, "I don't even know what you're drunk and talking about this for, man." It's got nothing to do with him. Right. I talked to Russell about it extensively.
Yeah, that's...
He was cool when he met you, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was nice then. That's very surprising to hear.
He's not my friend anymore. He unfriended me and blocked me. Then he unblocked me to see if I wrote anything about it. Then he blocked me again.
Then he blocked you again.
Wow. I'm like, whatever,
that's
man.
That's pretty petty.
Sometimes the trash takes itself out, Corey.
That's right. Yeah, well, sometimes you have to let the trash take itself out. I'm very sorry to hear that, but you know what? Maybe
he said he's going
to
start trolling us and stuff, but I don't know if I can forgive him.
Well, if he does, we know what to do. We got WrestleMania on our side. We can totally kick butt. So
I know people in Michigan.
Oh yeah. Oh, me too. I got family up there, and they're willing to.
Pound
some booty for me.
His venom coming out when he was drunk. His venom took over him, and I don't think because he's like, "I lost respect for you. You're letting those guys walk all over you. You don't need them. Why do you need gay people on your show?" I'm like, "They're funny and talented artists. That's why."
Right. So, exactly.
I'm a show businessman, and plus, you both proven to be better friends than he's been. Obviously, because he's not. You guys are not filled with hatred and evil. Bitterness and sorrow because life's passing him by.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen me backstage in a drag show.
I hope you watch on YouTube or he's watching on TikTok or Facebook.
We didn't totally get into a fight with a store clerk after a show once over a donut that we couldn't even, eat.
He was on a diet and he picked a fight with some people.
Oh, it was the dumbest thing ever.
The first time he got a fight with someone over a donut.
I'll fight for a donut now. We're
at Myers Thrifty Acres in Michigan and Wyoming, and where he was grabbing a donut right out of a little old lady's hand because we were tripping on acid. He's like, "That's my donut." It's crazy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
Two donut stories, two little old ladies involved. Remember,
it's like an episode
my
of Seinfeld.
Lisbo was there. She got a name tag that says Lisbo.
All right.
She's awesome. She's lesbian.
Krispy Kreme will make more.
Lisbo, give me the rail, man.
Remember Anne the Fan?
Yes,
she reached out to me and texted me that she's been still listening. And the fan, Hottie,
nice.
She's our only fan. I mean, I'm pretty sure she was just like going along with it. She heard of us before at my bar. Right.
Our only fan or an only fan?
Well, she does blow, so she's the only fan.
She's a pretty cool chick. We got to meet her one time.
I'm going
to
do a little shout out to my aunt. She's listening and from Ohio, so hey.
Hey. Auntie Mania, what up?
What's up
to your aunt too.
Auntie Mania?
I'll see you after
she
the
loves
show,
me.
Honey.
She's the only member of my family accepted me, so we love her.
Oh, I'm your fantastic brother, and I accepted you, so that's two of us then.
Nice.
We're brothers now.
Hell yeah! Wow, good stuff. Well, yeah. So I guess we'll do a little music.
Unless
here,
we feel like identifying as sisters, if we want, I don't give a. We can do whatever we want in 2023.
Right? Exactly. We can identify however we want to, and that is okay.
I can be a white woman if I want.
Yeah.
Go for it, Karen. Video where I said that?
I mean, yes.
This old Karen heckling everybody. When I shut her down, I said, all the black comics were like, I'm scared of white women. I was like, I ain't scared of a white woman. I could be a white woman if I want nowadays, you know? Shut up, lady.
Right.
She was trying to tell her friend it was okay that I said the B word on stage because I was talking about a female dog. I'm like, you don't need to explain my jokes to her. They're written for 12-year-olds. She doesn't need you to explain it. Not a smart man, you guys. You don't need...
Okay,
but I know what love is.
You ready to rock and roll, babe?
Yeah, I'm definitely ready to rock and roll.
Yeah, let's rock.
We got something heavy for me.
Yeah, it's a heavy song. It's a little bit slower, but it's one I haven't played around here in a while. It's one of my favorites. It's by Kings of Leon. It's called The Runner. I think you'll like this one, James.
This is my favorite.
Jesus.
comes as we go.
Yeah. Woo! Amazing!
Beautiful!
You are my favorite artist.
Thank you so much. Love that song.
Starlight Collector. So, I just want you to tell me where you're going to be this weekend, bud.
Sure thing. So, yeah, no worries. We're off this Friday, but Saturday we will be at Java Cava Cafe down in Largo with our weekly open mic. I believe Nick Rossi is our feature this week.
Nice.
He's a funny comedian, so we're glad to have him out.
Very fun.
I have put hours and hours and hours on their stage. I love it.
Oh, yes, yes. It's always a great
crazy
time.
Shows.
It always gets a little crazy after 11, too. So pop on out. You'll see some wild stuff. And then, then this Sunday we have our jam night that we are doing at Steep Station, St. Pete, downtown. So that's always a fun time. A lot of great musicians come to that. We run that from 8 o'clock until 11 o'clock. Jam night. Yes. And then I think we just started up a new trivia night there as well. It's not this Monday, but next week, Monday. We'll
Professor
be doing another
G told me,
yeah. Yep, another trivia night we're starting up. So, yeah.
Shout out to Professor J and Big Penis Nick. I don't know if I can say the D word on the radio, but we don't call him Big Dick Nick because of the way he acts. Let me just put it that way. They brought the sound system to Lucky Wizard on the fly. Within 20 minutes, we were on stage, man. It was awesome. Those guys saved our lives. Professor J Events, Stand Up For News Events, our brothers for life. So, you guys ever heard that one thing, how much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
No.
You heard of that before, Bobby? How good, it helps the story, because studies have proven that this has become a problem for other animals. Like, have you ever heard of the platypus?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, now everyone's going, hey, how much puss could a platypus puss if a platypus could puss pusses, right? That's silly. Well, have you ever heard of the animal, the African deer called the dick-dick?
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Yeah, how much dick could a dick-dick-dick if a dick-dick could dick-dick? It's crazy. It's out of control. What about the sperm whale? People are going, hey, how much sperm could a sperm whale sperm? If a sperm whale could sperm. it's an epidemic. We got to stop saying it, you guys. Leave the woodchuck alone.
Right, exactly.
Who's got time to count wood?
I have some comparable news when it comes to manatees. Florida will temporarily close an area that's a no manatee sanctuary in an effort to restore their habitat and prevent erosion of sediment in the springs. The area is an inlet located along Crystal River called Three Sister Springs. However, all three sisters have denied getting work done.
A little further up north, a dolphin in Virginia that has been living in a freshwater creek for 3 weeks was likely getting beat up by other dolphins. A marine scientist from the University of Norfolk told Stand Up For News through Sonic Clicks that the dolphin is seeking shelter from a pod of other dolphins who swam down from waters off of Long Island. A tougher marine scientist from Oyster Bay, Long Island, told Stand Up For News in a human voice that the Virginia dolphin was just getting a little friendly hazing from the New York dolphins, saying, what do you mean beat up? Come on, we gotta toughen this dolphin up here. You know the old saying, swim or get off the pod.
Forget about it.
What about a peacock, you guys? We don't go, hey, how much pee could a peacock cock if a peacock could peacocks, do we? No, it's silly. Leave the woodchuck alone, I tell you.
Yeah.
Leave them all alone, James.
Not a peacock, it's a drag chicken.
What about a titmouse? You ever heard of a titmouse? It's a bird. Yes. It's not a mouse. And it doesn't have breasts, so why would they call it that? It's crazy. How much... Go ahead, Robin.
Oh, I was going to say, if we could just do some quick shout-outs before the end. I am having a open mic. I have in West Chase. It's the first Friday open mic. It's a comedy open mic, and it's at the Smoke District in West Chase. And it just look me up on Facebook.
I've been there.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
The room's sweet. I loved it. It's like a lounge.
It is.
It's all leather chairs and couches.
It's like
brand new looking. It's not like some junk stuff.
Yeah, it's like Frank Sinatra meets like 7-Eleven.
It's like Rat Pack hanging out there. You know?
Is this tomorrow?
You can buy like guards and stuff. Oh.
Cool.
Yeah, so come on out. Also, I have a little little report, a news report here. So in Arizona, a Dairy Queen is on the hunt for a missing 15-foot-tall red spoon statue that stood against the side of their restaurant. Now, surveillance cameras caught a cat playing a fiddle and a cow jumping over the moon. Authorities suspect there was an accomplice, a dish. Witnesses report that the dish ran away with the spoon.
Yes. Russell, you doing good out there?
It was Cocaine Bear.
Ah, there he is. What was I going to say? Go ahead.
I just want to do one little shout out. I have a revamped the open mic I have at the Parrot on April 25th. It is called Cocktails and Comedy because we have All You Can Drink for $15 on Wells and Draft, and it's comedy, starts at 10. If you need to sign up, please just inbox me.
Awesome. I just wanted to remind everybody our special guest, Donnie Stopa, will be here any minute, you guys, any minute. Our special guest, Donnie Stopa, will be here along with Stefano Capocato and Jacoby Bruton, you guys.
All three of them at once.
They'll be here any second now.
We're getting
for the very
going.
Special one-hour special of Stand Up for News brought to you, Hollywood Connections, and Don Reese.
A little news from across the sea. In Iran, a man dumped yogurt on the heads of two women in a grocery store who weren't wearing veils. Since September, growing numbers of women have defied authorities by discarding their veils during nationwide protests. The man also topped the women's heads with berries, granola, and whipped cream, yelling at them, "If you refuse to wear the hijab, you will wear the parfait." That is such a misogynistic thing to do, and at the same time, such an effeminate way to do it.
Can I do the Kanye one again? I thought it was so funny. Kanye West says after seeing Jonah Hill's movie, 21 Jump Street, he said he now likes Jewish people. Remember a couple weeks ago he said he didn't like Jewish people?
That's right.
Yeah. But several hours later after seeing the sequel, 22 Jump Street, Kanye declared he no longer likes Jewish people again. Go ahead, Robin.
Representative George Santos gets his first Republican challenger, a man by the name of Keller Curry, who was an Air Force vet and a J.P. Morgan vice president. Santos held a press conference where he declared, I was also an Air Force vet and also a regular animal vet, and I'm also a VP. I'm a VP of America.
He's been everything.
He's experienced.
Online posts from women who tend who are bartenders and restaurant servers says that they get higher tips from male patrons when they wear pigtails, possibly because it makes them look younger. Servers also report that their tips can go over $100 if they go to work in a schoolgirl uniform, deliver orders riding a pink bicycle with training wheels, call the customer daddy, and beg him to stay up past their bedtime to watch The Little Mermaid. I didn't know so many pedophiles went out to eat.
Ric Flair went to the hospital to cure his gonorrhea that he had, so he no longer has that Ric Flair drip. She liked it. Because she's the daughter of a pro wrestler.
I know all the pro wrestler stuff.
She grew up with Rick and coming over and hanging out with Macho.
Tampa police officers were called to Raymond James Stadium on Wednesday. A 9-foot alligator was walking down the street near the Bucks Arena. Witnesses claim the alligator was looking for Tom Brady. Police captured the reptile and transferred it back to its home in Gainesville.
Of course. Also locally,
of course. Where else would it have been from?
Also locally, a 101-year-old Florida man named Len Grimsley is still playing golf at a course in Clearwater that is also 101 years old, where it takes Len around 101 swings just to hit the ball just once. Other players on the course say Len still has a good swing, but they keep watching for his stroke. Despite his advanced age, Len has a great time and even recovers all the golf balls he hits that day. See, guys. Just because you're getting older doesn't mean you have to lose your balls.
Gosh, you're so funny.
Nice.
Give him a round for that one. All right, that's it for Stand Up Produces 1 hour special. Thank you for our guests, Donnie Stopa, for being
great
here.
Great to see all three of you.
Welcome back. Yes. And thanks for all the guests, Jacoby Bruton, and everybody. I'm just kidding. He'll be back. Jacoby will be here on 420, baby. That's our special 420 show.
Stand up for you. Don't sit down. Stand up now. Stand up for news. Stand up for news. Stand up for news.
Stand up for news.
All right, that was fun. Good job.
Jesus Christ.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.1.